This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The way the news cycle works in this country, it could be real easy for yesterday's story to be overwhelmed by the headlines of today. So it's important to point out here, even with the damage that Ian has done, Puerto Rico is still recovering from Hurricane Fiona. Just a couple of days ago, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses on the island were still without power, while a tanker full of diesel fuel sat idling off the coast, kept at sea thanks to a century-old law known as the Jones Act. The Department of Homeland Security did eventually issue a waiver, and the diesel for generators, right, did dock. But as Marketplace's Andy Eula reports now, the Jones Act is still a sore spot.
The Jones Act is officially the Merchant Marine Act of 1920. And Sal Marcagliano, a maritime historian at Campbell University, says the part that concerns Puerto Rico is Section 27.
And what Section 27 says is, to move goods from one port to another in the United States, you have to do it on a U.S. flagged, U.S. owned, U.S. crewed, and U.S. managed vessel.
He says this idea was codified after World War I to ensure our domestic fleet could carry goods to American ports in times of war and peace. But in Puerto Rico, complaints about the law are perpetual, says Charles Venator Santiago at the University of Connecticut.
Puerto Rico can't sustain itself with local goods. It can't produce enough agricultural goods to sustain the population on the island.
The Jones Act makes goods more expensive for consumers in Puerto Rico. The law is unpopular elsewhere, too. It prohibits companies from shipping natural gas from the Gulf of Mexico up to the Northeast during the winter, which adds to energy bills. Joseph Mikett is Director of Energy Security and Climate Change at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I'm not saying that abolishing or reforming the Jones Act is a panacea to those problems, but it does introduce long-term costs that should be addressed.
But changing the law wouldn't be easy. The maritime industry has a lot of clout in Washington, and it likes the Jones Act. Sal Marcagliano at Campbell University says amending it would change a century of shipping practices.
Those who oppose the Jones Act and those who support the Jones Act both sit on top of a mountaintop. And none of them want to take the first step off the mountaintop for fear they're going to fall down the mountain and the other side will pounce.
The current waiver is for a limited amount of time and only applies to shipments of fuel. A group of House lawmakers has asked for a 1-year waiver. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.